You are now entering into the Wartook Valley. So take a moment to savour the place bursting with natural beauty and wildlife, which makes sense considering its indigenous name means big swamp. This landscape has dramatically changed over the years due to the area's sheep farming history, but more on that soon. As you drive along, take a look out your window. You might be lucky enough to not only see a gang of cockatoos, but also spot a wedge-tailed eagle. Many native species are lucky enough to call this now abundant valley their home. So, if you have a love of wildlife, have your camera ready. This region has numerous hobby farms and farm stays. And if you look closely, you'll even spot a yurt hiding amongst the trees. So you need to know that Wartook is a perfect place to pull into one of the farm gates and stock up on locally made olive oils and farm produce. Present-day Wartook Valley is all about abundance. And right now, I'm taking you to the award-winning Wartook Gardens to meet a delightful couple, Royce and Gian Rayleigh. They've been extremely passionate about regenerating the land since they came here way back in the 60s, and they've devoted themselves to nurturing the land back from its sheep farming days.
We bought this land in 1973.
Yeah.
Just bare sheep paddocks. There was virtually very, very few trees in the whole of the Wartook Valley.
Oh.
Because it was all sheep country.
Because I've just driven down and there's plenty of trees now that I've driven down and
lots.
Back. Yeah, okay.
If you look at an aerial photo of the Wartook Valley now, a lot of it is bush.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's totally regenerated.
Royce and Jan's love of plants has seen Wartook Gardens become home to over 1,000 different kind of plants, including rare varieties that are near impossible to find anywhere else. And they've recorded at least 125 bird species thriving in their 5-acre garden. Until recently, this valley was one of the area's best kept secrets. In fact, it didn't even have a proper name.
When we first arrived, there was no such place as Wartook because we were sort of just roadside delivery Laharum.
RMB.
And as a few more people got into the area, the old Wartook School used to be just over the bridge if you came down that way.
Yeah.
And back in the paddock used to be the old Wartook Post Office.
Mm.
So I suppose it just sort of grew like topsy. People started referring to the area as Wartook, and then it eventually became Wartook Valley because more and more people wanted to be involved.
There's something for everyone in Wartook Valley, even those with more niche interests.
We had a couple of girl geologists from
Western Australia, yeah.
And they went for a walk up Mount Difficult. They went up the Beehive Falls track, up onto the top to go to Mount Difficult. And they said in one section along the top, they were looking at different things, the rocks and so on. And they said it took us 2 hours to go 400 metres.
Because they were studying the different rock formations and the rock sediment.
They found it fascinating.
If there's something that I picked up on pretty quickly, it's that Wartook Valley is best explored on foot. So now I suggest it would be a good time to pull over, get out of the car, stretch, and just get moving. There are plenty of walks to choose from, and they all offer views that make the climb worthwhile. Try the Zumsteins River Walk to the beautiful Mackenzie Falls, or if you're feeling energetic, hike up to Mount Stapledon, and this is where you'll be rewarded with a view of the natural amphitheatre of the valley. I guarantee you'll probably be going home with a photo reel full of Insta-worthy snaps. And if there's one thing that everyone comes here to photograph, it's the wildflowers.
The Grampians is a wonderful area for wildflowers because they've got about a third of the natural species in Victoria, and there are a number of species in the Grampians that are found only in the Grampians and nowhere else in the world.
The tryptamine's one.
Yes.
There's quite a number.
If you're interested in wildflowers, if you can come up to the Grampians in the winter time, that's when you start seeing some of the hakias and wattles coming out.
And the orchid.
There's a tremendous number of orchids grow naturally in the Grampians.
Yeah.
And then you've got wildflowers right through to the high of summer.
Like the height of the year would be spring around here, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah, probably October, November, depending a bit on the season. Mm. Yeah, the Ass's Ears is one road that's lovely for wildflowers in the spring.
Yeah.
Another one is the Roses Gap Road. Most people tend to say the Roses Gap Road is great because that's a bitumen road all the way. The Ass's Ears and some of the other roads are not. They're good gravel roads. But the Rose Creek Road is another road where lovely for wildflowers in the spring.
From October through to Christmas, Wartook Gardens are a very special place to be. And Royce and John are happy to arrange a time to visit. You just have to give them a call first. I'm Jared Pickford. I hope you enjoy your stay in Wartook Valley. Don't forget, stop, stay, play. This is Storytowns.